Hey guys, let's do an intro, okay?
All right, this is
Check.
what show is this again? This is Limited Appeal Show, Sizzling Twizzler, something like that.
Sizzling? What the fuck? You deep frying the shit or what?
No,
I came to
that's
me and
what.
I, Sizzling Twizzler is a bit odd. I like
I
it.
like it. I like it
Yeah,
too.
all right.
It, that's because this episode is sizzling.
Really?
Sizzling. It's on fire.
Or maybe it's more like a Twizzler.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, people are a little thrown off. You don't know which way it's going. Is it sizzling? Is it a Twizzler? Is it, I don't know what that means.
Either way, it's dynamite.
It's dynamite? Is that what you said?
Dan.
Well, welcome to Foodie Goody. This is our food and drug. Oh no, sorry, no drugs. Just food, food only segment. Something about food and the culinary arts or some shit like that. And puking. Okay, this week on Foodie Goody, we're talking about foods that would be interesting if you breaded and deep fried them. And first one up is a Twizzler. I figure that breading and deep frying a Twizzler, making it a sizzling Twizzler, would be might be quite interesting.
Do you think it would become molten?
I don't know. I'm wondering if you could maybe do it like, have you ever had that deep fried ice cream?
Oh.
It's crazy. They just, you know, maybe it's more like some kind of cornflakey thing they put it in and then... I don't know if that would stick to the Twizzler though, but I think they must do it pretty fast or something, and the coating kind of protects it from melting.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be molten.
No?
No, I think it would be fine.
Okay.
I would like it to be molten.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I think it would probably get a little bit.
Maybe a little soggy.
You know. Yeah.
You know, like they have the deep-fried mozzarella sticks?
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
How it's a little stretchy? That's how I'd like the Twizzler.
I think it would be like that, a little bit.
Why wouldn't you just
yeah, that's
have
all
deep-fried
good.
Mozzarella sticks?
Because
that's
mozzarella
already been
doesn't
done.
Taste... Yeah, it doesn't taste like Twizzler.
I actually may try this sometime. I don't know how the hell I'm going to get a hold of a deep fryer or something. But
you should
how
just...
about if you filled the middle of the Twizzler with mozzarella cheese?
Oh.
Inject it in there.
Yeah.
This is probably a brilliant new product, you know.
Yeah.
We can
so
put this in our
funny.
Inventions
That's
and
so
shit
funny.
Segment.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
it weren't
oh,
already
crossover.
In our...
crossover. <yeah. laughs>
Inventions and foodie goody.
Yeah.
Foodie goody and shit. What else should we have deep fried? Spaghetti?
That'd be pretty labor intensive, I think.
Yeah, but it'd be worth it.
Rice.
Rice.
I
guess you could kind of
rice ball.
Yeah, you might be able to do it like the deep fried ice cream. You put it in a ball and then roll
oh,
it. Oh,
that sounds awesome!
It might be actually good.
The picture in my head is awesome.
Haven't you guys had a deep fried rice ball?
No.
It's excellent.
Really?
And they made it
wow,
in a Mexican restaurant
some
in
shit
Sydney.
That somebody else has already done.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
What
well,
kind of restaurant does this?
A Mexican restaurant.
Let's give a hats Ooh. Off to the Mexicans.
I think it's also the Mexicans
well done,
that have the that have the deep fried ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those guys apparently are the fucking experts of coming up with weird things to deep fry.
So kudos to the Mexicans. Well done.
Nice work. Nice work, Mexicans.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque le falta, porque no tiene una pata para andar. Una cosa no comprendo.
Hey, what's that smell? Oh, it's inventions and shit.
Inventions and shit. Yeah, I have an idea for inventions and shit.
inventions and
mozzarella
shit.
Injected Twizzler.
Oh. Agreed.
Agreed. Very good. Make
Thanks
it so.
Very much.
But I think Luke should introduce that one.
Okay.
Haven't or don't we already have like music for inventions?
Well,
and shit?
Okay. My wrong choice of words. He should present the topic.
Luke's quite the diva.
What?
You're quite the podcasting diva.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't even know what that means, but but I still like it.
Yeah, it's true.
He just decided this on a thin air.
That's a crossover segment for the Word Zone. Podcasting diva.
Maybe that you're a crossover of sorts.
Jesus. Maybe the two of you are fuckheads.
All right, this is our mail segment. It's called Punch Us in the Mail Sack.
Ow!
Okay, here's our first email. It's in reference to a superhero segment we did earlier on another episode. It's from Hypoglycemia Girl. She says, "Dear Limited Appeal, I am pleasantly surprised that I have been one of the subjects of your ridiculous discussions. As you correctly concluded, I have defeated shit-throwing gorillas and girls. For the record, it is not possible to disarm me by throwing food at me. I am surrounded by an invisible, protective, anti-food shield, HG, probably standing for Hypoglycemia Girl."
Hmm. Wow. So, does that mean she never
But we don't
eats?
Know for sure. It could be Hairy Guy or something.
It could be.
That would be odd, but,
that
you know.
It would sort of
might...
be like the gorilla. Maybe the gorilla maybe is trying to gorilla. Mislead us.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have no real way to confirm that this actually came from Hypoglycemia Girl.
You know, guys, just in case, this is a message for you out there, gorilla. You
We're
don't scare
you.
Us. Yeah. We can generate plenty of shit ourselves.
Yeah, and we may even have our
Usually
own superhero
in
gorilla.
Form.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, HG, for the email.
Yes, if it's not Hairy Gorilla, thank you for the email.
I think it's amazing that we came up with a theoretical superhero that actually existed. That's quite a coincidence.
I hope she doesn't sue us.
Yeah, good point.
But I don't think that we could really be sued for coming up with the idea of a person that actually exists.
Well, what if she loses royalties because of it? Or or what if we tarnish her good name?
Defamation.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she's trying to set the record straight.
Oh, that's true.
Or maybe we actually stumbled on her weakness, and she doesn't want to let people know, so she's pretending that it's not an effective strategy.
You shouldn't say that.
Fuck! I mean, nothing.
But after all, she is a superhero. I'm sure she wouldn't sue us. I mean, they're good-natured.
Well, exactly.
If you want to participate in our mail segment, send us email, nastman@limitedappeal.net.
Yeah.
And we'll punch you in your mail sack.
Wow. Will we?
No.
All right, we've reached the end of our show. Bye-bye.
Once again.
Bye-bye for you.
Say you.
Thanks for joining us.
Merci pour joining nous.
Bye-bye now. That was not French.
It started.
There were a couple of French words in there.
Je me suis habillé ce matin.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks. It's kind of a public service.
Yeah. You're welcome. Come to our website.
With clothes on.
That you put on yourself.
Well, I don't care if they got help. That's okay.
Oh, fine. Okay.
You can access our website via internet.
They have the
at
internet.
www.limitedappeal.net.
That's right.
Sorry, did I interrupt?
No, no. I was just going to say the same thing. But I think you said it a little more elegantly.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware I was capable of that.
John's one elegant bitch.
Yeah. But I'm no diva. That's Luke's department.
That's true.
This is the podcast diva.
In case you were expecting something like a diva.
You got it.
This is what you get. Oh, yeah. It includes a diva.
Yeah.
But don't expect that, really.
See you later. Right,
oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Pazam.
Pazam. Fuck, I just don't think that Pazam is a...